yeah. Linux in the house. Shizzle McNizzle.
Driving back from Ohio Linux Fest. We're going to do a Linux in the happy hour.
And I'm going to hold it so you don't get us in a car crash.
That's right. So why don't you walk us through Paige's adventures at Linux Fest, starting from where we stopped recording last time.
Okay, well, got to the hotel. We went up to our room, which did not have any complimentary candy, despite paying $100 a night for it. They did, however, have, like, unlimited shampoo and conditioner, which was nice. Because, I mean, those little hotel bottles of shampoo and conditioner just are not enough, you know? Not for these luscious locks, anyway. We got our stuff out. And then we decided to go down to the lobby, I guess, and hang out with whoever we could find. Or did we go get food first? Or did we do that and then go get food?
We went downstairs and
we saw, who did we see first? Did we see Alan first?
Blake was in the upstairs of his room going to the bathroom.
Was Alan down there?
I think Alan was down there. No way. Was Joel down there?
Yeah, Joel was down there.
Was it Joel?
Because he showed you his,
No, Joel wasn't there. Oh, wait, was he?
Yeah, he showed you his, Galaxy whatever.
Was Joel, was that? No, was that first, before we went to grab something to eat?
Well, that might have been after we went to grab something to eat.
But there were people down there that we ran into.
Yeah.
Damn, that's not good, Paige. Who was it?
There were three people, weren't there? Chillaxing on the couch.
It must have been Joel then.
I thought Joel was one of them.
Oh, anyway. Okay. Carry on.
Okay, anyway.
I know who it was. I just don't remember. I can't remember at that point whether it was Joel or...
Anyway, after that, didn't we, like, chat briefly and then go over to the food court / shopping place? We got some Chinese food, even though we were gonna have Chinese food for dinner. So we got some food and then we ate and met up with some people while we were eating.
Who did we meet up with?
Richard
showed up, yeah.
And
Robert,
is that his name?
Or Dancy, yes.
Okay. I didn't remember his
also,
name.
Also, Verbal and Mrs. Verbal were there.
That air conditioner is going to get right up in this speaker.
It's getting hot.
I know, it is getting hot.
Turn on the air conditioner. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that's better. And then we chatted with them for a while, talked about stuff, especially jobs and stuff like that. And after that, I think we went, didn't we then go into the lobby and chill out?
Yeah.
Is that when we saw Alan?
Well, I
don't think we saw Alan when we first got there. I think we saw Alan after we ate.
You know who I think it was on the couch?
Who?
I think it was, if I'm recalling correctly, I think it was originally right there when we first got there. It was Joel, Russ from the Techie Geek Show, and Russ's father, wasn't it? Bill? Was that it? Or were they there when we went back? No, I think they were there first.
I know whoever was there when we first got down there was there after we got back too, weren't they?
No, I don't know if they were.
I think like at least two of them were. I think one of them might have been gone.
Well, anyway, I think we got back in there.
We got back in there, and everybody was sitting in the area where the free food was gonna be, where they were making the popcorn and stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's when Lincoln Allen showed up, and Joel was there, and Rich was there, and a bunch of other people showed up.
And Link's wife.
Link's wife, Michelle.
And
then you had Robert, and you had Door to Door Geek was there, Steven. I don't think Cody Cooper had showed up at that point, but Matt Enders, I believe, was already there. Anyway, continue on.
Okay.
There was a lot of people there.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. Although, no, there really weren't, actually.
A lot of people showed up
on Saturday. There weren't not a lot of people on Friday.
Yeah, but on Friday when the free food came out, that's
what... Oh, yeah, that's what I... Yeah, so, like, a little bit after we ate our lunch, I guess you would call it, even though it was in the middle of the afternoon... they started pulling out the free food. I mean, we were both stuffed, but I mean, you know, it's free food. I mean, you can't say no to free food. You can say no to those hot dogs, though. Those hot dogs were disgusting. But, I mean, the rest of it was free, you know?
It was all free.
But it was free.
Right, free.
So, I had some nachos, you know, those were really good. And everything, it was all just really good. Except for
Rich was packing it in there.
I know. He got like a plate and like three bowls.
Rich was really going to town. And he had
a baked potato, right?
He had a cookie from Subway while we were eating.
Yeah.
Some lunch. And then, because I had udon soup.
And I had ramen. Lo mein. Ramen, whatever.
House special lo mein. And then we went back up, and that was the first time we really had eaten since 3 o'clock. And well, aside from the meat sticks,
which were terrible, and elk and
antelope. I liked antelope. Both. Anyway,
the antelope was okay, I think, but the elk one was nasty.
And we went. Rich had like, I think he had a hot dog, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
And he had something. Pasta. I think it was pasta with meatballs. And a baked potato, and
nachos,
and a plate of chips. Man, he was going to town, and I think that's the tough part. It's free food, but we were all going out to Beatty Mongolians like
an hour after that.
Yeah.
By the time we were done, we only had like 45 minutes to rest.
And then we all went to. Well, continue on.
So.
This is your perspective, not mine.
Well, it keeps switching. We're obviously not very good writers. So we stuffed our faces after we stuffed our faces, after we hadn't stuffed our faces. And then we chatted for a while, and then everybody slowly made their way over to BD Mongolians. I've never been there. I had never been there, so I didn't really know what to expect. But we got there. And, like, the place was packed, and the lady who was trying to seat us was, like, really irritated from the get-go. Like, she had that, I can't even deal with this face. So I'm really glad she didn't end up, like, being our waitress or whatever. I think she might have been the manager. She was, like, really cranky looking.
The waiter was really good.
The waiter was good, nice. But that lady, I don't know. She gave me a bad vibe. I didn't like her face. Anyway.
And why did you feel bad?
Oh, well, because we walked down. We all got into kind of these, like, weird little groups as we walked down. Or there was this one group of about, like, eight of us. And we walked down, and then, like, while we were there waiting for them to figure out table seatings, like, other people kept coming in. And there was this one guy that we came down with who, like, by the time we had all sat down, He didn't get a seat.
Yeah, I know. I felt really bad.
I felt so bad. I was like, I wanted to give him my seat.
I felt really bad. Because when you called that to my attention, I started looking around for him. I wanted to make sure that he was, you know, he was okay. Or, you know, he just didn't get, like, left out in the dust.
Yeah.
But he ended up being with the next group then.
Yeah, I kept looking at you. I was like, go make sure he's with somebody.
He was. He was with a whole bunch of other... he was with Steve McLaughlin and a bunch of other guys.
Do you know what his name was?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't. I think
I'm terrible with names. Go
ahead. I'm terrible with names too, man.
He was in a blue shirt.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he is a really nice guy. But it was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't the best food I'd ever had. It was okay. I don't think I got enough sauce, you know? It's like, it wasn't very flavorful.
Yeah, you didn't put enough sauce on.
Yeah, no.
You didn't have enough hot in your sauce either.
Well, you know, like, the dude freaking put my food on the grill, and like, I mean, I ended up with like 3 meatballs that I did not put in my food, for one. I got seafood, like all seafood. I did not get meatballs. But, like, he just, like, poured the sauce on, flipped it once, and then put it on the plate. Like, he didn't even let the sauce cook on it. So, I guess, I don't know if that's how it goes, but it was not very flavorful. So that was alright. It wasn't the best. The rice was okay. And everything.
But Joel was excited, man. He was all about going, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He loves that place.
Who was disappointed that we weren't going to the... Oh, was it Richard who was, like, who thought we were going to the Brazilian barbecue place?
No, that was...
Who was that? I thought that was him. He thought we were going to the Brazilian barbecue place.
No, I think that was Stephen McLaughlin. I think it was Stephen McLaughlin because I don't... Rich had never been there before, so he didn't know that there was a Brazilian barbecue place. I didn't even know there was a Brazilian barbecue place.
Well, so I know somebody was disappointed because they thought that's where we were going.
Right.
That sounded good, though.
Yeah, but you know, and that's the thing. If we were going to go to a Brazilian barbecue, I would not have eaten the udon. I would not have eaten any of the free food. Because, one, Brazilian barbecue... is really good, but it's a little on the expensive side. Like,
yeah.
You probably paid like $30-$40 a person there.
Oh my god.
But anyway, go ahead.
So we finished eating, and then by that time you had already had like 5 beers.
No,
yes. You had like 3 there because they gave you a free one, remember?
Yeah.
So you had.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess you're right. It would have been 5 beers.
Yeah, you had 2 beers at the hotel. Too. Were they free
that
beers?
That was spread out over a long period of time.
That was not that long. You had 2 beers at the at the hotel, and you had 3 beers at the Mongolian barbecue.
Two beers.
3.
At the hotel, I had 2.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. And then you had 3 at the barbecue. Gosh.
No, let's not talk about that. Nobody wants to hear about that.
Everybody wants to hear about that. But I guess you did not live up to your usual Dan standards because everybody was like, what's wrong? You're not going to drink anymore? Gosh. You're like an embarrassment. You haven't even embarrassed me yet. Jeez.
So what we do afterwards is move on to more important topics than me.
You're like blushing. Afterwards, we came back, yeah, and, then... We sat around in the lobby and we kind of just all talked and stuff, right?
I believe we did.
And then after a little while, we ended up taking Joel home.
Yes, we did.
And we got some books for the raffle we were going to have the next day.
Uh-huh.
As well as a box of like pens or something. That probably doesn't sound good. a box of pins or something. And
Pearson. Wait. Was it? No,
it was Pearson.
Addison Wesley. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Carry on.
On our way back, you decided it would be a great idea to get me White Castle, even though we had already had, like, the equivalent of two dinners. You thought we should just go in, go through the drive-thru, and grab some White Castle. So, that happened. And we got the food from the lady, and you handed it to me. And I was just kind of like, I had this dreading feeling in my stomach. I was like, oh my gosh, I really hope this night doesn't end with vomit.
But it did, by the time we got.
I'm not there yet. I am not there yet. So, we got back to the hotel, and we made it up to our room, and man, I was really tired, I think. I think we were both really tired, because I mean,
like there was like a chore to get up to the room. All we did was take the elevator one floor.
Well, we took the elevator, but like, I mean, it's tiring. Elevators, I hate elevators. Man, I hate elevators. But we got into the room. I feel like I'm saying too much. My science teacher does that. It's really annoying. We got to the room and we put the White Castle on the dresser, and I mean, I had to like mentally prepare myself, and I had to get psyched, ready to do this, ready to eat again, the third dinner of the night. So I think I changed into like my pajamas first and then prepared for the food. So I walked over the dresser as slowly as possible. You were like, hurry up, what's the hold up? And I was like, I'm coming, trying to force back the tears. And you handed me a burger, and I mean, it was a blur from there. No, but they taste exactly like the microwave ones. Like the ones you can buy at the store that you microwave. They taste exactly like that. And I'd never had White Castle before except for the microwave ones. And they were okay. They were pretty good. And the fries weren't that good. But I mean, that's not really what you go to White Castle for anyway. And you got like the 10 burgers and the 2 things of fries and the 2 drinks meal or whatever.
Number 7.
So there was like 5 in between both of us. I think I managed to eat 3 and I gave you the rest. Cause like, no. No way.
Your Friday night was like 3 o'clock in the morning, get like a small sandwich and stuff. What was it? Wawa. At 3 o'clock in the morning, and then drive all the way to Ohio and not eat again till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then it was like pig out from 3 o'clock.
You know what? From 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday to like 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday is a big whole. It's like a huge blur of eating food.
Well, we did more than eat food.
But we ate a lot of food. Oh my god.
That was pretty bad. I mean, we could have just like not eaten lunch that one day. Friday, and it just like maybe had a little bit at the
we should have just held out for the free food.
And even like cut that in half.
Yeah. But next time we will have more intuition about it.
Okay, so you went to bed and you got up the next morning.
I got up very unwillingly because I mean like it wasn't even that late when we got to bed. We got to bed at like 11 o'clock or something. We didn't have to get up till like 8 o'clock or something like that, right? Yeah, right there, buddy?
Yep.
Stay strong. We got up pretty early. Not too early, though. I mean, the opening keynote was at 9 o'clock, and we didn't even really go to it. But we got up at, like, 8 o'clock. We got all ready for the day. And then we went downstairs for the free breakfast. But I was so full from the night before. Like, I was stuffed. I could only eat, like, half a muffin and some apple juice. You had, I think you had like a plate. You had some breakfast potatoes and a sausage or something. But you were pretty full too, weren't you?
Yeah, I didn't eat much.
Yeah, we didn't eat very much for that breakfast. Like the breakfast, except for this morning, because this morning I kind of picked out a little bit, and I'm regretting it a little bit now. But the breakfast, usually, like we weren't very bad about. Yeah, they had pretty good breakfast, though. Those breakfast potatoes were really good.
They were. I mean, price, you know, what you get for staying there at the Drury, good.
Yeah.
Carry on now.
So after that, like, during breakfast, we met up with Alan and Link, I think. Or were we, did we meet up with Alan and we were waiting for Link to go? Like, we were ready, waiting to go. We were waiting for Link. Is that what it was? Like, we had finished eating and then, like, right a little bit after we had finished eating, then Link came down with his wife with, what's her name?
Michelle.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what happened. So we ended up all.
And then Michelle stayed back to eat some breakfast, but Link came with us to help us get set up over at our table. So.
And Joel was already over there.
Yeah, Joel was already over there. He had his little netbook set up, and he was doing nothing. But he was sitting.
He's doing something. I mean, he was in his own little world over there.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing during the whole thing, but he kept, like, doing some sort of live thing or something like that that nobody was paying attention to.
I know he had...
Or watching.
Google Plus going there, doing a Google Plus Hangout recording, you know, Audacity something. I don't know exactly what it was.
Like, I think the whole time he only had, like, one viewer, but that one viewer might have been Richard, because Richard pulled it up to look at it. So they weren't really sure during the whole thing.
Yeah, but it was one of those things. I think he was trying it out because we didn't even have anything planned. But go ahead.
Yeah, we didn't really have anything planned except for the raffle. But so we went over. We set up. We went over to where OLF was happening. We went into our room and we set up. And everybody kept commenting on how small it was this year because I guess it was kind of tiny or something. Was it? Has it been bigger in the past?
Yeah, it's been, the last time I was there, it was, about twice the size. Well, it's hard to say. I think there was more vendors there in the previous years. It was in a single room, and I think it might have been like that last year, but I wasn't there last year. It used to be out in that hallway right there.
Yeah.
That's where it used to be.
But didn't somebody say that, like, they had it a lot bigger, but then there would be a lot of empty tables, too? Or something like that?
I think somebody had said that there was, yeah, last year, there was, it was in that.
So that, I guess that's why they decided to,
didn't show up.
So I guess that's why they decided to move it into the small room, because last year was, there was a lot of empty tables and room that wasn't used. But, so we got set up, we put out all the books that we were going to be raffling away, and we put out the pins that we were giving away, and some flyers that nobody took. Actually, a couple people did take them, I was surprised.
Yeah, flyers that were 2 years old.
Yeah, did they have a date on them? Then who cares?
Yeah, no, it said like 2010.
Whatever.
Or 2011.
We'll get somebody on the ball to change it, jeez. Or make new ones, I mean. But we set up and everything, and we got our big old sign put up behind us, along with like a rotating like electronic sign or whatever.
LED sign.
Yeah, LED sign. And that was cool. And then I think that's when I started like. They gave me the job of handing out raffle tickets. So I was the raffle ticket hander-outer. And that was actually a lot of fun. Some people thought it had to do with the raffle that was going on out front. So some people were like, no, I don't want any. And I was like, it's free. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't want free tickets. But I guess that kind of came back to bite us in the butt. Because by the time the raffle came... Like, we kept calling out numbers, and nobody was there for those numbers.
That happens every year.
But we didn't really take a very good time to do it. There was a lot of people who came afterwards who were like, did we miss the raffle? And we were like, yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know why I got it in my head that the conference ended at 5, and the keynote started at 5, when they actually started at 6. So we should have just let it go from... At 5:50 instead of 4:50. Like, this is what I said. Let's do it at 4:50. And we never prearrange any of this stuff, and we should.
next year or next conference we go to, make sure that we arrange it at a time to do it. And they were originally going to do it. Nobody had planned when we were going to do it. And they were like, well, we'll do it at 5. And then I'm like, no, we should do it at 4:50 so that we can, it's in between the talks and we can get people in. And Alan programmed the sign to say 5:30.
Did he really?
Yeah, he originally.
Well, nobody was looking at the sign anyway. It went by too fast.
And then I said, no, man, it's at 4:50. We should have done it at 5:50. But that's neither here nor there. So, no. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, there was not a lot of time. Like, there was, like, not really any time except for a small break, like, in between the talks and stuff.
There's usually talks would go 50 minutes and then there'd be 10 minutes.
But, like, in the middle of, like, after a couple talks, there was, like, a small break. There was, like, a bigger a break than the 10 minutes. But, like, there was not a lot of time in between talks and stuff.
No.
I only went to, like, wait, no, I went to, like, 4, didn't I?
Well,
I
why don't you talk couple. About the talks you went to?
Okay, so the first talk that I went to was the desktop environments that
Steve McLaughlin? Door-to-door geek?
Yeah, that he did.
And what did you say?
That was pretty cool. I can't remember the name of, like, that the thing that he had up that let him switch between. But he had this, like, thing that he could switch between desktop environments, like, from his desktop. And it was pretty cool. Like, he could go to, like, from, like, KDE to, like, Cinnamon or whatever.
I think it was KDE Cinnamon. GNOME 3, XFCE4, FVWM. And maybe something else. I wasn't there, but I had spoken. I was talking to him afterwards, and I can't remember the distribution that he was using to do that.
It was like Hybrid or something.
Hybrid.
But that looks really cool.
Which one did you find most impressive with the desktop?
I thought they were all pretty cool. I liked. Can't choose. They were all really cool. I like the Hybrid in general. You know.
But that's a distribution. That's not.
I know. Oh, okay. I like. What do I use now?
KDE.
I was gonna say KDE.
There you go.
I thought that was probably what I used. I like KDE.
All right.
Then after that, I went to the command line talk.
Well, that was after lunch.
Yeah.
Is that the next one you went to?
I think so. I don't think I went to any more that morning.
Okay.
Was that after lunch?
Well, it was after lunch.
I thought it was right before lunch.
It was after lunch.
Are you sure?
What?
I thought it was the second line of talks.
No, I'm pretty sure it was after lunch.
No. It had to be before lunch because after that was the LibreOffice one, and that was before lunch.
No,
I think wasn't it the first one on the Meet the Penguin track?
No, first one was desktop environments, then LibreOffice, and then command line.
Was that it? Okay.
Command line was after lunch.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think you're right.
But was music for musicians after lunch also?
Yeah, that was after command line. The order of the things I went to was the desktop environments, command line, music software for real musicians, and then the Flowblade video editing. Okay, so the next one I went to was the command line. I don't really know who did the command line. I don't know who he was. I don't remember. But he did a really good presentation. I feel like I learned a lot from that. That was really good. I enjoyed that a lot.
That's good.
And, like, it helped reinforce some of the stuff that you taught me, like, at 11:30 one night. Like, the manual, how to get to the manual, and how to list, and how to make a more detailed list. But then I moved, the remove, and then I learned how, like, substitute things in, or stuff like that. That was pretty cool. And so after that talk, I was actually had my laptop out and I was fiddling around with the terminal, like moving things around and removing things that I didn't want and stuff like that. And that was pretty cool. So I hope that I can learn more command stuff. Some more commands and stuff like that. And actually a little bit later that night, I downloaded that like terminal thing for my phone.
Okay.
And I was messing with that. I was like looking at stuff like in my SD card and stuff like that. That was pretty cool.
How you were excited when you could actually, when you were actually listing your SD card.
Yeah, because like I couldn't figure out, because I'm pretty sure on my computer terminal, I had to like type in what I thought that I typed in, like where I want to go and then LS, or where I want the list to come from and then LS, and it would show me the list. Is that right?
Well, if you mean change to the directory you want a list?
Yeah.
Well, you can change to the directory you want a list and then do LS in that directory. Or you can do an LS and then the path to the directory you want a list.
Because changing the directory and then putting LS on my phone wouldn't work. I had to put LS and then the path to the directory. It wouldn't work the other way around. So I figured that out and that was pretty exciting. And I mean, I didn't really actually do anything. I just kind of looked to see what was where and stuff like that. But that was a lot of fun. And so after the command line, the command basics talk, I went back to the booth and I started handing out more tickets and stuff. We handed out a lot of tickets. Like a lot of tickets. I wish I hadn't handed out so many tickets, because then we started moving on to the red tickets and I feel like there was an unfair advantage towards like one over the other. Like, I don't know. I wasn't looking when I pulled them out, but I mean, it was a lot easier to grab the yellow ones than the red ones, because there were a lot more of them.
Well, that's just neither here nor... How was the other...
I'm getting there. Don't rush me, fool. Don't rush me. Damn. Okay, so... the next one up was the music software for real musicians. And that one was okay. It wasn't what I expected it would be. The name was a little misleading, because there actually was not a lot of, like, name dropping and, like, software, like, suggestions. It was actually, like... the title of the presentation when I got in there was 10 tools or 10 things musicians can do on the computer or with computers. And so in reality, it was not a lot of like software based things or programs that you can use if you're a musician. There were a couple of them that I already knew about that he showed us, but like not a lot of software or programs. And he talked a lot about, like, how he plays guitar, and he had, like, a rock background, and he didn't know how to read music, so a lot of stuff that, like, helps you to read music and stuff, and I know how to read music, and I do not play guitar, so it was okay, but...
I'm still not clear on what he actually talked about.
How
did he say about learning how to read music with...
What he did was basically he went and like a list of things you can use the computer for that relate to playing music. So like the very first thing he talked about was how when he took up like a position in his church or whatever playing guitar, they all read music like in like a like a head sheet or whatever. Like music, like where it gives you like chords and stuff.
Okay.
And he talked about like how he couldn't read it and it was in like a different key than he could read. And so how he went online and used like online resources to change the key and make it readable and stuff like that.
Okay.
Which doesn't really help me because...
Kind of transposed it is what you're saying.
Yeah, but... It doesn't really help me because I'm not in jazz band anymore, so I don't really worry about chords too much.
Okay.
So, that was kind of informative. especially because I used to be in jazz band, so I knew kind of what he was talking about. Like, I understood why you would need to be able to, like, transpose it and stuff like that and know how to do that. But since I'm not in jazz band anymore, it's not, I don't know if it is a skill I'll ever need again. I might be in jazz band again, I don't know. So I guess that's a nice skill to have under my belt now, to know that I can do that. And he talks about other stuff too, mainly, but like the main thing he talked about after that was like music online, like electronic music.
Okay.
Like programs that that you can use to like synthesize like synthetic like electronic drums and stuff like that, that you can, and programs to edit audio clips that you record of yourself playing that you can edit, and how he does a lot of like electronic music, and about how he used to like put on concerts and stuff with it.
Okay.
And it wasn't really like my line of music, so I contemplated leaving a couple times, because I mean it wasn't really anything I was interested in. But I was on the other side of the room, like, away from the doors, and I didn't want to be rude and walk all the way across the room, so I just stuck around for it. I did learn some stuff that was pretty cool, but nothing that was really useful. Although there were a lot of people in the room who looked like they got some good information about what they wanted to know, so that's cool. It wasn't a bad talk, it just wasn't for me, you know?
Okay.
So, after that, was the Flowblade video editing thing that was Klaatu. I don't remember who the music one was, but I know that the Flowblade was Klaatu, and that was really good. I really liked that. That was pretty cool.
I'm still unclear as to how the music one related to Linux. It almost sounded like it wasn't.
We'll backtrack back to that one for a second. It related to Linux in that he used to work with, I think it was Microsoft, either Microsoft or Windows, is what he used to do a lot of his,
Well, that's one in the same, Apple or Microsoft, saying Apple or Microsoft?
No, yeah. Windows or Microsoft.
Well, Microsoft and Windows is the same company.
Okay, well, why would I know anything about that?
Okay, carry on.
Anyway. You raised me on Linux. It's not like I've ever, aside from school, which we just...
Well, no, I didn't know if you meant, like, Apple and Microsoft. Those are two different products.
I don't really remember
Windows
what he
Microsoft,
used.
Same thing.
I don't really remember what
okay.
he used.
Okay, no, not really important.
No, it's not at all. So, stop talking for a minute. He used to use, not Linux...
Okay.
For his music, his electronic music, and when he had to move over to Linux, he had to find different things to use,
uh-huh.
or he found different things to use, and so I think most of, like, how it related to Linux was him telling people who use Linux about like, ways they could do some things versus, what he used before.
Okay.
But there wasn't really a lot of that. There was, like, one or two times when he was, like, when he talks about how he had to find a different program to use. And that was, like, with Rose Garden. You know about Rose Garden?
Yeah, I know about Rose Garden.
And how he used to use something different, and now he uses... But he doesn't even really use those programs. It's just, like, things he's heard from other people. So I guess that was, like, the one or two ways that he made it about Linux. But I don't think it was really that much about Linux.
Okay.
I mean, if anybody who listens to this and went to that talk thinks differently, I mean, they can leave a comment or something telling me I'm wrong. But I didn't really feel like there was a lot about Linux, just music in general.
Okay. So you can move on to the next one.
Okay, the Flowblade talk I thought was really cool. And especially after the music one, because in the music one, let me backtrack for like one more thing I just had to add. Sorry. But one more thing I had to add is that like in a music, and talk about music, I was kind of expecting there to be, like, examples of, like, of things that he edited or did in his music programs and stuff that he could play, but he didn't. He just took, like, screenshots of different things that he uses and, like, how they were different and how they were similar, like, other things. So there was not any, like, audio, and we couldn't hear any examples, and that was kind of disappointing. That kind of made it a little boring for me, because I was expecting to hear some, like, some cool audio things that he had done, but he didn't really show any of that. But then you go next to the Flowblade one, and basically the whole talk was done right in the program. He did right there. He was splicing together video clips and showing us how the whole thing worked, and I thought that was really cool versus some screenshots and slides. So that was really cool. And I really liked the look of the program. It's really interesting, and I kind of want it because I used to use this other video editor, and I think it was the video editor, or it was very similar to the video editor that he was using in like the first 5 or 10 minutes that he was showing us that was not Flowblade, that was something else that was something else that he, I think, used to use or something like that. And so it was either similar to that or that program that I used to use, and it was not very, like, it was not very forgiving, and it would crash on me all the time because it would get overwhelmed. But then, like, the Flowblade program looks just so, like, sleek and clean, and it looks very forgiving because it's, like, the default doesn't let you, like, cut out other clips and put other clips in. It automatically, like, moves them into spaces. So if you have this one clip that you got perfect and you accidentally, like, drop another clip over it, it won't, like, cut around, like, into that clip. It'll literally go in between two clips, and I thought that was really cool. It'll push them aside. Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And you can make, like, a lot of different tracks and stuff like that, or something, to, like, reduce the chances.
Sequences.
Different sequences to cut back the
resource usage.
Yeah. And I thought that was really cool. And so, that looks like a really fun and interesting program to use, and I think I might actually use that or try that out. That looks cool. And that was the last talk I went to. Do you have anything to add?
No, go ahead.
Because, I mean, you went to the Flowblade one too, so do you want to say what you thought about it?
They don't want to hear me, they just want to hear you.
Okay. And so, after that, I think we had to leave like 5 minutes early or something like that, not too early, to go back over to the booth, like, before the raffle.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't get to see the end of that.
I don't think there was too much more, though. It was only a couple minutes. So, we went back to the booth, and we got ready for the raffle. The raffle was pretty cool, except, like, I kind of felt bad because we gathered, like, all these people over to have, like, 12 of them win books, and the rest leave kind of irritated and disappointed.
That's a raffle, you know?
Yeah, I know, but, like, I guess. I mean, some of them didn't even really want the tickets, I could tell. And I guess those are probably the people who didn't show up, that we called, like, their numbers, and nobody came to get anything. And I know at the beginning of the day, like, we didn't know what time we were even having the raffle, so I don't think a lot of people knew what time it was going to be at.
Yeah, but you know what? We put up a sign, and
we kept saying it to people, so.
Yeah. Next year, or next time, next show that we do a raffle at, we have to arrange it.
Better.
We never seem to get that arranged right. Carry on.
I'll get on you next time, make sure you arrange it before we actually go. And so that was pretty cool. We gave away, I don't know if it was actually 12 or not, but we gave away some books, some good ones. You actually really wanted one of them, but other people got it, so maybe you can order that for yourself.
Carry on. Yeah, it was a DevOps book, but, you know, there to give away to the audience.
Yeah.
Make me cry.
Of course, I did have a raffle ticket in my pocket, and I kept forgetting to check it, so I don't know. I don't know if I actually ever won anything or not. Anyway. So after that was all said and done, I think after that, I think we all just started. Is that when we started packing up and getting ready to go out to dinner?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and I forgot to say that we went to the North Market for lunch and had some good food.
Uh-huh.
And some good pastry food or whatever. So after the raffle, we started packing up. You took my bag and you went back up to the room to put that away while I stayed back and helped Link pack up and clean up the table. And then after that, we all went out to a really good Greek place.
The Happy Greek.
That was really good. I had some, I had calamari dinner or whatever. That was really good. Really, really good. We got, like, the flaming cheese or whatever. That was good, too. It was all good. And then after that, I got, like, a really good chocolate and almond baklava, which was also very good. What did you get?
Shawarma.
Yeah, that's right. There was a lot of shawarma at the table. Shawarma and I think one gyro.
I thought I was the only one that got shawarma. I thought the other two got gyro.
Oh, did they? I thought Joel got shawarma.
No, I think Joel got gyro.
Really? Because he couldn't stop talking about the shawarma.
Oh, maybe he did. I think.
Because he kept saying the Marvel, the Avengers reference. So I think he did get shawarma.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
So that was good, and then we headed back. I had hoped we had missed the ending keynote, but we didn't, so we sat through some of that. Just kidding. But we sat through some of that with, well, I don't really know where they went, but Link and Alan disappeared somewhere. I don't know if they went back to their rooms or not, but Michelle and Richard were there because they were checking their tickets to see if they won anything. They didn't win anything, not like the laptops or anything. And then after that was the party at the Three-Legged Mare or whatever.
Yeah, we were waiting because Rich was like, he was cold, so he was going to get his cardigan.
No, it was not a cardigan. It was a fleece, damn it.
Oh, whatever. We stood down there for a half an hour waiting for him.
I know. We were waiting and waiting. Oh, I was getting really irritated because it was cold in that, like, lobby area. It was really cold. So I was like, you were like, okay, why don't you go up the escalator, and if he's not there by the time he comes down, we'll just leave him. And I was like, okay. So I went up the escalator, and I decided to wait because I had, like, I was walking up the escalator as I went up, so I was actually up there pretty quick. So I decided to wait for a minute. And I was about to come down, but you started walking over with, was somebody with you? What?
Ed.
Oh, with Ed.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad that if we would have left and he would have come back, and getting to the Three-Legged Mare was almost like walking back towards the Drury and up again.
Yeah.
So, the Klaatu, Robert, or Nancy, and Verbal and another guy, they were all going out to a Persian restaurant and they were heading back to Milton, so we just all walked back.
Yeah, it kind of felt like we were following them.
Yeah. Only to find Rich standing in the...
Yeah, seriously.
Sitting!
He was
standing,
chilling
sitting
out. We went back into the Drury. We went all the way back through the food court or whatever, up, down the elevator, into the lobby. We went around over towards, I think we saw
Alan.
We saw Alan. We went over and we were like, hey, do you know where he went? And he was like, oh yeah, he's around the corner. And so we turn the corner to find him sitting, relaxing. No, not just sitting, relaxing. He was reclined, relaxing in a chair next to
Steven.
They were just relaxing there. And we were like, come on, man, what are you doing? And Joel was like, didn't you get my text? And you were like, what text? And he was like, the one I just sent. He was like, what, 5 minutes ago? And he was like, yeah. And you were like, by the time, like, 5 minutes ago, we were already halfway here. Like, you left, like, 25 minutes ago. It's like, no excuses. That was... Because, I mean, we felt bad, and that's why we went back to make sure we weren't leaving him behind, only to find that he was just chilling out. I don't know what he was waiting for.
I don't know
if he expected us to come back, but, like, apparently he was going to go with somebody else. Okay. So, in all truth, we were the ones being left behind.
That's it.
Anyway, so by the time we got there to find him reclining and relaxing, there was other people ready to go, so we all just went as this big clump to Three-Legged Mare, ready to get our party on, ready to party hardy. Party till we puke. And we got there. There was free food, which was it was always good, but it was okay. But I mean, like, it was like bar food, so it was kind of greasy, so I couldn't really eat too much. I had like a burger.
They have little like sliders.
Yeah, and fried pickles.
The fried
pickles weren't very good.
I liked them.
I only liked the outside of them.
I liked it because they were like actually a fairly decent pickle that was fried. Most of the time you get fried pickles, it's like a thinly sliced pickle and it's just, you know, it's more batter than anything. This, I liked them.
I think they used like spicy pickles or something because I kept getting a little hint of spice that like... It wasn't that I wouldn't have liked a little spice, but, like, the spice was not very good spice to me. I didn't really like the spice flavor.
Yeah, it had that. It had, well, I don't think they were buffalo
wings. Oh, my God, that's disgusting. There's so many dead bugs on your windshields.
I don't think they were buffalo wings.
No, they were barbecue.
Barbecue wings, and then there was,
shrimp. Huge.
And then there was these...
There was, those, like... Those not really chips, not really tortilla things, like fried things.
Chips.
Yeah, but they weren't really chips. They were kind of like bread that had like all sorts of dips. There was like two different kinds of dips.
And then there was that thing with the egg in the middle.
Oh yeah, that like Robert or whatever. He told me what it was, but I can't remember.
Something like a devil's egg or something.
No,
not a deviled egg, but
like it was like an egg surrounded by some sort of meat or something. Kind of looked like dog food. But it was like a hard-boiled egg surrounded by, like, meat or whatever. And then there were these, like, balls of meat. And I didn't build up enough courage to try either one. But the rest of the food
was
pretty good.
Somebody told me the balls were uncut, with the uncut other things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like the same thing. So I didn't try. I don't know. I was like, wow. No, somebody else told me they were like a hush puppy, but not a hush puppy. They were a lot. I don't know what they were.
Yeah, but like you looked inside of them, and it was like raw meat inside. So it looked like raw meat inside. So I was like, no, thank you. And we gravitated around the room after we had eaten like a plate each. We started gravitating around the room, talking to people. Ended up outside for a minute. You somewhere in that time frame and entered like the raffle for the last laptop, and you actually like your name got pulled along with like 12 other people, and you all had to do like a minute long like, what would you do for an HP laptop or something like that, and
right.
And the judges had to decide who would get it, and they gave it to Abel,
right?
Who said that he was going to give it to his daughter as a graduation present. I hope he does, because that would be really cool of him to do. But I mean, they did say you could lie, so I don't know. I don't really know him, so I don't know if he'll do it or not.
Six, one, half a dozen, another now.
Yeah. there was one dude who was breakdancing for it, and that was pretty cool, actually. I would have given it to him, truthfully.
But not me?
No, you did terrible.
Thanks. Was it really that bad?
Yeah, it was okay, I mean. It was alright. I wasn't feeling it, you know.
Oh, you're killing me. It went over like a lead balloon, huh?
Yeah, kind of. But no, it was not that bad. Was there one girl who, like, ate chicken or something, who, like, didn't eat chicken or something like that? Because I know, like, I saw, like, there was, like, two girls who got their names pulled, and, like, one of them, after she did whatever she did, she was, like, running back through the bar to, like, the front door with a napkin over her mouth. She looked like she was crying. I was like, oh my god, what happened? And somebody said she ate chicken, or I don't know if she was, like, a vegetarian or something like that.
I have no idea. I didn't see anybody else.
Yeah, I know. But that was weird.
Hold on, one second. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well. So, yeah, the dude won the laptop, and, and then we all went over to a table. You introduced me to some people throughout the party. And then we eventually settled at a table with Richard. And then, like, really late, like, gosh, it was really late. Like, 11:30 or something is when Klaatu and Robert and, I don't remember who else was there. But they finally got back from that Persian place that they went to. So, Robert and Klaatu and one of the other guys who was with them that I don't know, they sat with us and we started talking. We all started talking. And we kept on talking till like 12:30. And that's when, we started getting ready to go. And they went outside to talk to some other people, and we were trying to get ready to go, but like Richard was ready to go, so then I was trying to get you ready to go, and then right when I got you ready to go, he started talking to somebody, and then we had to wait for him, and then it was like, and then you went to the bathroom, and then he was ready to go, and you were in the bathroom, so like, oh my gosh. I was ready to go throughout the whole thing, but man, y'all would just
well,
not
you
wanted
me to introduce him to John and Bacon, too, so.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, and you met some dude with, like, the whatever shirt.
Oh, yeah, I love faux shirt.
No, it was the I Heart Sriracha shirt, and then
that's Jono, he had the I Heart Sriracha.
Yeah, and then that one dude with the
I love pho. Like, made in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, and y'all started chatting it up. And that was nice, I guess you met a new friend. And after that, we went back to the hotel with Richard. I'm back at the hotel. And I think once we got there, we just kind of went up to our room and went to sleep.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Because it was late.
Got up this morning, ate some breakfast, said goodbyes, and left.
No, you ate some breakfast. I ate a lot of breakfast. I'm really glad I'm not feeling it anymore. It was pretty good.
And now we're driving home, and I can't believe I missed the one exit, and now we gotta backtrack.
Yeah.
I did this the last time I came back. I missed the exit. It's weird because it's not hard to get there, but coming back, it seems like it's not. It's easy to miss because you have like 64. Merges with like three or four other roads along the way, and then they branch off, and if you're not paying close enough attention to those branchings, you end up on the wrong road.
And you usually aren't, because once you get into Virginia is when you, like, turn off the GPS and start just going your own way.
Well, once... we're on 64 for, like, two-thirds of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that, oh, you're just going to follow 64, but... we're on 81. We're on 81 now because 64 hooks up with 81 for about 30 miles, and next thing you know, when 81 and 64 branch off from one another, you're stuck if you don't pay. You're not paying attention because it's not well marked. Mm. Well, I can ramble on for hours.
Yeah, sure. That's it. It's not well marked. All right.
Yeah, that's my excuse. So what'd you think of the whole Ohio Lenox Fest experience overall?
Overall, I had a really good time. I really enjoyed it. Like, itself, I was kind of, since it was my first, not just, like, Linux convention in general, but, like, my first convention in general. Like, I had never been to any other, like, convention thingies before. So, like, I was kind of, scared or something. I was, like, not very used to the goings-on and what you're supposed to do. And, wow, that's a huge... Is that a beanbag chair?
Looks like it.
That's weird. Looks like a huge mouth. Anyway, some dude's got a beanbag chair hanging out the back of their car. It's crazy. But, like, this time, I could kind of, like, before itself... Like, I kept making you go to everything with me, and I was a little bit nervous, like, the whole time. But this time, like, not only was it different in that the tech show had its own, like, table, and so I could hang out at a table instead of just wandering around the whole entire time, but, like, I went to talks on my own and stuff like that, and so that was pretty cool. And that was a lot of fun. And I met some new people and some old people, and it, all in all, it was just really, really awesome. Although I will say I was very disappointed by the lack of external USBs at the table. Like, there were no thumb drives or anything that were being given away. Like, itself, they were all over the tables, you know? Like, could have gotten, like, four itself. And then, like, the other week, like, last week... In my Latin class, my teacher was like, "You're gonna need a thumb drive for your work." And so I was like, "Oh, I'll just get one at OLF." And there were none. I could not get one. Man, the HP table had the best. They had headphones, and I went up to the lady like really early in the morning, and I started chatting with her, and I was like, "Man, you got the nicest swag here." She was like, "Yeah, well, I'm trying to get rid of all of them." I was like, "Really?" She's like, "Yeah, I don't want to take any of these back with me." And I was like, "Okay." So I took one, and she was like, "No, here, take more." And she gave me, like, three of them. So, man, throughout the day, I kept just grabbing them off the table every time I passed. So I ended up with, like, seven of them, and they're really nice. They work really well.
You'll make Avery happy.
Yeah, give Avery some. I'll have backups for when she breaks them, like, tomorrow. But yeah, it was really fun. I got a lot of stickers for my laptop and stuff. I talked to a lot of tables, or a lot of people at the tables, and I learned about Python, and that seems kind of interesting. Might look into that a little bit. So all in all, it was very, very fun. I had a really good time.
To make you want to learn more about your computer?
Yes.
There you go.
It makes me more excited to learn more things about the terminal and more commands for the terminal. And it makes me excited to maybe learn some stuff about Python. So it makes me excited to get some new, to download some new programs and stuff for my computer. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yay! Anything else you want to say?
I don't think so. I mean, I talked to a lot of nice people. I met a lot of nice people. The friends, people who, that was like their first Linux convention and stuff like that. And I talked to some people who have been like, that was one of the perks of like handing out tickets and stuff, because some people would actually talk to you. So I met a lot of people. I talked to a lot of people, and that was really nice. I guess I'm very sociable. So yeah, all in all, it was really awesome. And I guess that's all I had to say about it.
Alright, well, say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to everybody.
Howie Owls.
I gotta find our intro, actually. I don't know what that is. Goodbye.
Maybe we should make a new one.
Oh yeah. Linux in the house. Shizzle McNizzle.